Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our Alan Schar Talk.
Alan, terrible news over the weekend as armed with an AR-15 style assault rifle and at least three handguns, a man shouting anti-Semitic slurs opened fire in a Pittsburgh synagogue, killing at least 11 congregants and wounding four police officers and two others in a rampage described as one of the deadliest against the Jewish community in the United States. The suspected gunman, 46-year-old Robert Bowers, has been linked to social media activity that suggested a history of virulent anti-Semitism filled with slurs and references to anti-Jewish conspiracy theories. This on the heels of package bombs mailed to critics of President Donald Trump. And that suspect with a van plastered with stickers in support of the president.
Good morning to you, David. It was a horrible weekend. We had to put up with the terrible, terrible nightmare that this country is going through of both anti-Semitism and killings. And it would appear, David, that there is something going on that is allowing people with these horrible paranoid tendencies and fantasies to come forward. And I can only say it just doesn't help with this president, who has injected into the body politic the virus of hate and anger and enemies, which has created this present standard for people to get out and to do this beyond mischief, horrible, horrible acts of violence. We had a president who, from the very beginning, said, take him out, beat him up. And that set the standard for the country, beat him up. This president said, because this guy said on social media that the president had been too close to the Jews, that the president now defends himself and says, this guy was no fan of mine. Yeah, well, let me tell you something. This president is the guy who has injected into this terrible, terrible way of Americans seeing politics. And I don't know how anybody can excuse his behavior. He says the media is responsible because they are critical of him. The media is doing exactly, and it's not one media, and it certainly isn't Fox, but it is the media that is doing exactly what it should be doing. He says something, they report it, and he is held responsible. It's that simple.
Meantime, we're now, of course, seeing again the AR-15-style assault rifle used in these killings and this continued issue in our country with guns.
David, nobody is going to be exempt. The door is now open. It is horrible, and there isn't the way to really prevent it. The idea that the president said if there was an armed guard outside and the followers saying teachers should be allowed to have guns, this just once more makes it worse. And instead of preaching nonviolence, Martin Luther King, and so many more, what we are seeing is the exact opposite. We are seeing the injection of violence into the society. And frankly, no one is safe because there are unstable people all around who see this as a green light to go ahead. Frankly, I'm afraid. I'm afraid for my family. I'm afraid for all of us as we face these demonic people who, for whatever reason, think they are free to go ahead and do this kind of thing. It's very bad.
It's harsher, as many people would believe, completely wrong way of thinking seems to be affecting the leadership as well. Called the Trump of the tropics, Jair Bolsonaro has won the Brazilian election. He was stabbed during the campaign. I'm reading here, a soldier who's been blasted for comments on rape, race, migration, homophobia, and a huge victory. This isn't only happening in America.
No, but I have to think that the spirit which started in America, the Trump approach, is being exported to other places. This is not okay. Can you imagine what this means to gay people all over the world, particularly in that country? And we are going to see it as these leaders appreciate each other. We see Trump doing business with some of the worst dictators in the world. Let's see what his approach is here. It is something that is just going to be infectious.
Well, we're a week away, last week of campaigning before the midterm elections. We see a number of endorsements around our region in New York, especially from newspapers. Do endorsements make a difference?
They do. They don't always do, but they do in many cases. And the emphasis of the endorsement, in other words, how energetic is the endorsement? The endorsements that we have seen from many of the newspapers which have endorsed Republicans in the past who are endorsing Democratic candidates, because they do know one thing. If the House is not flipped, there is not going to be a way of holding Trump responsible for the kind of havoc that he has created in this country. Because once the subpoena power goes to the chairs of the committees, once the congressional committees start to do investigation, even if the Senate doesn't flip, and many people don't think it will, you'll have at least one House which is going to be capable of saying, all right, let's have your tax information, let's find out what's going on here. And it is incredibly important to many people that this be done. And that's why I think we're seeing the kinds of emphasis on it that is coming from the press.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. And, of course, all of us, hearts go out to all of those affected by this terrible shooting.
And think about it, David, it's all of us that are affected. Because the green light is on, and we know who put it on.